Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It may surprise you to hear this, but our next guest says that it's not uncommon for a company to not have any written documentation describing how their business actually works. Who does what connects to what, and on. That's not you, is it? Casey Whitener is president and founder of Clemson Road Consulting in Columbia, South Carolina. Today she's in our studio. Casey, welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me here.
So you're really finding out that business owners in many cases don't really have anything in writing explaining how everything works?
Yeah, it's funny. You know, most businesses get started because they're filling a specific need in the market. And usually once they figure out how to fulfill that need, they kind of rush to market and they start helping their customers right away. So once businesses are operating, then every time they come up with a how do we do this, they just adopt that how and they start doing it. And if it doesn't work right away, then they adjust it and they fix it. And over the course of their experience, they're creating their best practices. In the meantime, all of those practices are stuck in their heads. So everybody knows how to do what they do, but then when they walk out the door, nobody knows how to do what they do. So we find that documentation is a great way to back up some of those things that are in people's heads, but that people don't typically have time or take the time to write that stuff down.
Do they also think that maybe it's too private, too secret, they don't want anybody to know?
Yeah, there's a good bit of that from a proprietary perspective, especially on the technology side. They're worried that those documents might fall into somebody else's hands and may be used by the competition or by an upstart.
And so you mentioned when they walk out the door, this is when they normally discover that they don't have this kind of thing and that they do indeed need it?
Yeah, especially with a startup. So a lot of times startups will get going with people who have a lot of experience, and then those people will find the next startup that they want to move on to. So while they've enjoyed their tenure at this small firm for the last 5 years maybe, they're going to go on to something else, and the firm is left without that expertise in the building. In other cases, we've got companies that have worked with the same executives for several decades maybe, and that executive is ready to retire. And once he goes, all of his processes go with him, all of his experience goes with him, and the people who've been working with him are kind of left wondering, how did he do what he did?
And how did you get into this line of work?
I started as a trainer, a corporate trainer, in a company called Cinex Corporation up in Greenville, South Carolina, and they acquired 7 companies while I was employed there as a trainer. And we would go in and help during those acquisitions to figure out how were people doing business in their old company, and then show them how they're going to do business in the new company at Cinex. And so I spent a lot of time thinking about what are people's jobs and do they write them down and do they understand how they did what they did. And then when I came to Columbia in 2012 and went out on my own, I worked with a couple of different consultancies doing software implementations, and they had the same kind of model where they looked at as-is business processes and then tried to transfer those into to-be business processes based on the new software they were adopting. And so I saw there was an opportunity there to go in and help these companies as they were growing or as they were adopting new software or as they were changing in any way to say, let's look at how you're doing things and let's write it down and let's make it accessible and let's turn it into some usable knowledge that you can share with your new hires and that you can prove that you do know how to do what it is you do if somebody were to come in and buy your firm.
And so are you finding that this is mostly a small company phenomenon? Surely medium to large size companies do have written documentation, don't they?
No. Interestingly, we find that the small companies do a better job of documentation because they are sort of writing out as they go along to figure out what they're doing. It's the medium and large companies that typically lack documentation because they have moved so quickly in response to their customers that things have changed. So documentation can get out of date very quickly, and they don't think that it's worth the time to invest to write it all down if they're just going to change it a month from now or a year from now or 2 years from now.
And so how are you finding your customers? How do you identify the ones that need this service?
We've been working with companies that are getting ready to sell primarily and focusing on due diligence. So we work with brokers, we work with attorneys, we work with accountants, people who know that technology companies are getting ready to sell. And those are really our sweet spot because those technology companies have to prove due diligence legally, financially, and also on the process side. There's nothing worse than going in and buying a company and realizing that company can't execute after you've purchased them.
Well, Casey, thank you so much for visiting our studio today.
Thank you, Mike. I really appreciate you having me here.
Casey Whitener is president and founder of Clemson Road Consulting, based in Columbia. We will have a link to her company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.